From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The temporary ceasefire agreed to by Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip is holding for a second day. Representatives from both sides are in Cairo meeting separately with Egyptian mediators who are trying to negotiate a lasting truce. At the UN Security Council, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon today made an impassioned plea for them to reach a two-state solution and once and for all end the cycle of violence.
Do we have to continue like this? Build, destroy, and build and destroy. We will build again, but this must be the last time to rebuild. This must stop now.
Ban also said today Israel has the right to defend itself from Hamas rockets, but he says the civilian toll in Gaza raises serious questions about whether international law has been violated. The World Health Organization is holding an emergency meeting on Ebola as it announces the death toll from the outbreak in West Africa has surpassed 930. As NPR's Ophabia Quist-Darkton reports, Nigeria says a second person there has died from the disease.
Health Minister Onyebuchi Chukwu announced 5 additional confirmed cases of Ebola in Nigeria and says the patients are all in isolation. He says a nurse has become the second casualty of the virus in the economic capital Lagos, home to 21 million people. She died after helping to care for a Liberian-American who traveled to Nigeria and died there of Ebola last month. In Geneva, global health specialists are holding a 2-day emergency Ebola meeting at the World Health Organization. West African health officials are appealing for more resources and especially many more health workers on the ground to help stop the spread of the virus. Ophabia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Freetown.
A nonpartisan think tank says nearly 600,000 unauthorized immigrant youth eligible for President Obama's deportation relief program have signed up in the 2 years since it started. That's about half of those eligible, NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA, allows certain young unauthorized immigrants to avoid deportation and gain the right to work for 2 years. So far, the program has led to mixed results, says Michael Fix, president of the Migration Policy Institute.
It's clearly a success in the sense that it was mounted quickly. It's enrolled a lot of people. But the challenges here are very deep.
More than 500,000 unauthorized immigrants have received temporary deportation relief, but Fix says hundreds of thousands have not applied yet, partly because of application fees and the risk of disclosing your immigration status to the government. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 34 points at 16,463. The Nasdaq is up 15 at 4368. This is NPR. The U.S. trade deficit shrank in June by a more than expected 7%. The Commerce Department says at least part of it is because of imports. Petroleum dropped to a 3.5-year low. A major shakeup at Sprint today, as Peggy Lowe of member station KCUR reports, a merger is off and the CEO is out.
Kansas City-based Sprint has been a distant number 3 among U.S. wireless carriers and hoped to merge with T-Mobile in a $32 billion deal. Reports say Sprint finally faced the inevitable, that U.S. antitrust regulators would never approve the deal. Sprint announced this morning that it has removed CEO Dan Hesse and replaced him with Marcelo Claure, who heads a subsidiary of Sprint's parent company, SoftBank. SoftBank executives say they still believe in industry consolidation, and they will try to enhance service to compete with the top 2 wireless carriers, Verizon and AT&T. For NPR News, I'm Peggy Lowe in Kansas City.
Court decisions supporting gay marriage rights in 4 states are being appealed today in a federal court in Cincinnati. Among the cases being argued, Michigan and Kentucky's overturned bans on gay marriage and a ruling that requires Ohio to recognize the marriages of gay couples who wed out of state. A celestial rendezvous of sorts this morning. A European spacecraft has joined a comet as it orbits around the sun. The European Space Agency says after a 10-year, 4-billion-mile journey, the Rosetta probe is following the comet, and in the next few weeks, it'll move in close. Other spacecraft have flown past comets, but this is the first time one is actually orbiting with it. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.